right, 15 past 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning as we await some winter weather. It looks like a snowstorm heading our way for later today and tonight. We'll detail that weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. They are our heroes crisscrossing the state of Michigan looking for the best bakeries, the best pizza, the beer of the week. It's Amy Sherman and John Gonzalez. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Gonzo's at the wheel. So you and I are going to talk about what you've been up to in the last week. Where you been?
Well, we have just finished up our search for Michigan's best bakery, and we're going to reveal our winner and our top 10 later today on MLive.com.
Ooh, we can't wait. You guys have literally have been all over the state looking for the best bakery, haven't you?
We really have. We went to over 40 different bakeries. I think we went to 45 different bakeries from everywhere in the UP all the way down south, back and forth across the state. We were amazed at the difference in bakeries across the state, but also in the passion behind the owners and the bakers who are making all these great baked goods. Some of the places have been open over 100 years. Some other places have only been open for a few months. But overall, the passion behind the people that are making this stuff is incredible. I mean, you don't go into being a baker because of the money or because it has great hours. You do it because you just truly love baking, and that was really fun to see.
We've seen so many of these, independent mom-and-pop bakers go away over the years because of, the big box retailers that have their own bakeries. But it's great to see some of those independent bakers still in business, isn't it?
It really is. And it's actually, I kind of feel like there's a little bit of a resurgence in local bakeries now. I think younger people are really intrigued by it and interested in it, and so I think we're seeing a few new ones pop up here and there, which is nice to see. And then the older ones that are still hanging on, that's really fantastic. So I really encourage everyone out there, support those local businesses and go get your baked goods from them, because it's important to keep them in our community. So many of these places are, really community gathering places. That's where you go to get all the gossip in town and see who knows what. And we went to one place up in Marquette called Baby Cakes, and every single morning at 7 a.m., they have a group of guys that come in, about 10 guys, and they're called the Brain Trust. And they sit there and fix all the world's problems every day at Baby Cakes in Marquette.
That is awesome. That is fantastic. What's going to be on the show this Saturday at noon?
This Saturday, we're going to be visiting with our friends up at Traverse City. They've got some really great spring specials for going up to visit, some different festivals and things that you can do, including we're going to talk to them about all the wine trails and tours you can do, as well as different breweries you can visit up there on the TC Ale Trail. So it should be a pretty fun show. I think it's a great time to go visit Traverse City. It's not quite so busy as it is in the summer, so you can get reservations at all their incredible restaurants really easy. You can get rooms at discounted rates, and so it's a really good time to go visit one of the most beautiful parts of our state.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think a lot of people think of these up north places they love to go in the middle of summer when it is a little pricier, a little harder to get reservations. Springtime is a great time, late winter, early spring to travel, isn't it?
I agree. I mean, I just think it's the perfect time to go up there, because in the summer it is kind of crazy busy up there, but right now is a good time. And if you do the wine tours or the brewery tours, that is so much fun. They have all the information on their website that can help you plan your trip, and you can even arrange transportation so you can just hop in a car and travel around safely and visit all these really neat places up there.
Cool stuff. Hey, we'll be listening on Saturday, and we'll be looking at MLive later today for all those great bakeries.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Amy. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.